This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 22. Keep singing. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It seems to me that we often stop celebrating Christ's resurrection too soon. Yesterday, as we celebrated Easter, many of us sang or even shouted with excitement, "Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes," and "Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia." What are we excited about today? Does our worship on the first day of the week motivate us to live for the risen Lord in the other days of the week? Does it help us focus on what life is all about? How can we share the good news with the people around us today? As we have seen earlier this month, the book of Romans includes lots of life-giving truths. It's also a letter in which Paul often breaks into a doxology, a hymn of praise to God. Our reading today from Romans 8 is an example. Paul piles reason upon reason for our rejoicing. If God is for us, who can be against us? And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No one. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And we remember this all based on Christ's triumph over sin, death, and the grave for us. Again, as the canons of Dort say, it is the promise of the gospel that whoever believes in Christ crucified shall not perish but have eternal life. So let's keep rejoicing this week, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God shown in the risen Jesus. We can keep singing today too. There are people who need to hear it. Pray with me. Jesus, help us rejoice each day in all you have done for us. We thank and praise you, Lord. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.